Okay, so today is Daf Tesvav. It's not such an easy Daf, so bear with me. Omar, it's second line from the top. Omar Rabbi Chiba Rabba, Omar Yochanan, Kol Anifnev Neitel Yodav, Meniach Tefillin. Anyone that goes to the Beis HaKisei, V'Neitel Yodav, and then washes his hands, so Meniach Tefillin, V'Kori Kuyashma, U'Mispalel, exactly what we learned on top of the page yesterday. Ma'alel of Akosav Kilu Bonav Mizbeach. So here he says in Maila, it's if you build a Mizbeach, V'Hikriv Olav Karbon, and you mark the carbon on the mizbeach, the sif, erchatz b'nikion kapai, v'asoyveva es mizbachacha. I will wash in cleanliness my hands, and I will surround your mizbeach as mizbachacha Hashem. So here the deep over here is that he washed his hands. The main point we want to make over here is I washed in cleanliness, and kapai. So the diuk is. Mashma erchatz. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says mashma erchatz kol aguf loy ksev erchatz kapay ledrosh also loy mashma lavgozel ki sochar vechitzas. That's the next piece of Gemara. But with the diuk over here is. But that's like the next piece. But the diuk over here is that being that it says that nifne v'neitel yodav, that is erchatz. Umaniach tefillin, the kari kriyashma mispalo. Those three expressions, those three things of tefillin and kriyashma and tefila, all go together. That's all part of kapai, because kapai is tefila. Kapai means esa kapai el Hashem. I lift up my hands to Hashem. The way a person davens, time of Chazal, was to lift up your hands to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You lift up. We don't do that today because it became the meaning of goyim. The goyim, they raise their hands when they pray. So because the goyim took over this custom, we have no choice but to not do this. Like if Yaakov Avinu, suddenly it was chav, time of the avos, so we can do it. But the climax of tefillah is kapai, and that
according to Gemara, you should say Shema first, and then put on the
tefillah. You say Shema, no, that we learned yesterday.
Yes,
the Gemara's maskana was, it comes to the asiyas hamitzvos, so you do the asiyas mitzvos first. And adrab, it's neid eidus sheker. It's eidus sheker. If you say kriyashma, you're not wearing tefillin. So the Gemara's maskana was, yes, you must put the tefillin first, so that when you say the kriyashma, you already have the tefillin on your head. Now, so if the pasuk first says erchatz, I will wash binikion when cleanliness kapai. That washing and cleanliness is going to the base. That refers to going to the base hakisei and washing your hands because your body is now clean. Kapai refers to tefillah, and the shleimus of tefillah is to wear your tefillin, to have the shem Hashem upon you with kriyashma. Kriyashma is also a form of tefillah. It's kabbalah to malchus shemayim, and of course the shemona esrei is the shleimus. So what does the pasuk conclude? V'asoyva es mizbachach Hashem, I will surround your mizbeach. So it's as if you went, you built a mizbeach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei Rav Lo Markilu Toiv Taval. It's not just washing your hands. It's as if you went to mikvah. The chesiv it says erchatz binikoyon v'loiksev erchatz kab. There's another word. It says binikoyon, cleanliness. The extra word of cleanliness refers to the cleanliness of the entire body. Being that there's an extra, the kibbutz could just erchatz kapai. I wash my hands. Being that there is an extra word of binikoyon and cleanliness, so we make a drasha refers to the cleanliness of the entire body. So doing this as if you went and you immersed your entire body in the mikvah. Staka, someone to bring a right from this that is an Indian to go to mikvah, even if a person is an extra darg of tahara. It's partial to go to mikvah for tefillas Ezra. Because when it comes to the minatorah, that's what. But what about going to mikvah? That person is no shayla of tefillas Ezra. He's clean from that matter, but he wants an extra darg of tahara. So this is one of the rayos that's brought down is that by Hasidim, not by Hasidim, the people, they go every day to mikvah. It's a very big inyan. For Tahara, it comes from this, because the pasuk over here is not, doesn't make any mention that there's an issue of tefillas Ezra. It just makes mention over here that a person will wash and cleanse his entire body. And then he goes to and davens. So let's do the next one. Amalei Amalei Rav Lerava Chazi Mar Haitzu Min Rabban. Did Mar see this Talmud Chacham? V'yasa Min Rava. He came from Eretz Yisrael. V'Aman, he said the following halacha: Mishein Lo Mayim Lerchayt Yadav Mekanech Yad Be'Ofar V'Tzor V'Kismes. If you don't have water to wash your hands, there's an alternative. You can use earth, dust, pebbles, or splinters. Anything which you could, chips of wood, you could wipe your hand on to cleanse your hand. This Talmud Chacham, what he's doing is correct, because look at the pasuk. This pasuk is nasmachta for washing your hands, and it does not say the word water. Miksiv erchatz b'mayim b'nikoyon. All it b'nikoyonksiv. All it says, I will wash in cleanliness. Kol midi demanki, anything which brings about cleanliness, which includes even tsoror, pebbles, and kismis, even that will be sufficient. The horror of Chis, the light demand the mahad maya b'idon. Salosa, for example, Chis was very marked that when the time of Zman Kriya, Zman of Tefillah comes, don't delay, don't make excuses. A person should not say that I need to wash my hands. And being that there is no water, I'll go and I'll search for water. And by the time you find water, you'll miss Tefillah, Bitsibor, Tefillah Bizman. So he cursed people that went to look for water. You don't need water. If the Zman Tefillah has arrived, you're going to miss Tefillah Bitsibor, you're going to miss Tefillah Bizman. It's better to rub your hands on Tsroar, Kismis, or Afar to clean your hands, and then daven. But then the Gemara goes and says, but of course, the best thing, of course, is to wash your hands with water. For honey, milay l'kriyashma, the only time that you're allowed to just rub your hands, only for kriyashma. Aval tefillah, but the Gemara says, no, but when it comes to tefillah, then there's more of an inyan. Tefillah is a double, it's more chamor, and there you have to use water mamish, mahader. Yad kama, how much do you have to search for water? Ad parsa. You have to go parsa, which is 4 mil. It takes up to 18 minutes. You have to walk up to 18 minutes to get water in order to daven, So I tell you for davening, it's only for Kriya Shema, you can be lenient. For Kriya Shema, if Zman Kriya Shema is passing, you don't have to be so mak, but you can just rub your hands against Afar, Tzror, and Kismis for Kriya Shema. But Tzilo, you have to clean your hands with water, and you have to walk up to 18 parsas, 4 mil, and a mil, it takes approximately 18 minutes to walk 1 mil. For honey mil, only time you mechuyif to walk up to 18 minutes is only if that's anyway where you're going. But if you're going backwards, if you have to travel backwards out of your way to a place where anyway you don't need to go, avol le'achoyre, afilu mil, even a fourth, that 4 minutes, whatever it is, 4 or 5 minutes, even that you don't have to do for tefillah b'diyeva. You can just rub your hands against offer tzaron kismis for water. Umino, and we can make a following diuk. Milhu de'ein chayzer. You don't need to go backwards a mil. Hapachos mi mil chayzer. But if the distance you need to travel backwards out of your way is less than a mil, you are mechuyif to do so in order to clean your hands in order for davening. Okay, so that concludes that sugya. Now we go to new sugya. Koyah shema. It's a little bit shtickle hard, this Gemara, to keep cheshmer. HaKriyashma v'lo hishmiya li ozno yotza. Tanakama says, you say Kriyashma, and the words don't come, and you don't hear what you say, lo shmiya li ozno yotza, it's okay. In other words, you can whisper the words. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo yotza. Next, let's say you read the words, if you're not careful, you slur over the words, you swallow some words. Rabbi Yosef Omer Yotza. Rabbi Yudai Omer Lo Yotza. Hakar Lemafrei, if you read the words backwards, meaning if you read the pasuk backwards. Now, that's the posh pshat. Lo Yotza, everyone agrees, Lo Yotza. The words must be said, at least in the pasuk itself, the words must be said in order. So, posh pshat is the words. That's what it says over here. Let's see, what is the Rashi? Does Rashi say anything over here? I think it's only Hakpada on the words. No, there's no Rashi. So I saw over here when I was preparing, I saw here in this parish, to have over here, he says, here in the parish, Rashi, well, this is not from Yud Gimel. Rashi before us, it's on the words of the pasuk itself. And the Rambam says even the psukim. So it's machlek, it's Rashi and the Rambam. From Rashi, it's mashma. If you say the psukim backwards, yotza. Only time lo yotza when you say the words of each individual pasuk backwards. From the Rambam, it's mashma. I don't have to look up the source, but it's sort of important what it's over here. That even the psukim, if you say backwards, lo yotza. Okay. So it brings it up here, machlek, it's Rashi and the Rambam. And he says, look in the Ber Halacha is Marachib. He doesn't tell me what the Maskan is, but it seems like the Ber Halacha, Stama, the Ber Halacha, but yeah, that's always their general theme. Machloek is showing the Bidiyavid Yopsa, Lechatkhila Lo, but Bidiyavid Yopsa.
So with the
Raisa,
we go like
that. With the
Raisa,
of course, Lechatkhila Yishvimachmi, you should not say the Psukim backwards. But Bidiyavid, if you say the Psukim backwards and longly say each individual word, Lechoritz Masha, Bidiyavid Yopsa. Okay, let's go further. So Akari Shema was Akari Lefer Lo Yotzo Atov. Let's say Akari Lefer Lo Yotzo Karva. It looks like you read, but you made a mistake. You made a mistake. You started reading the wrong pasuk. You said the wrong word. Yasun Rokam Shata. You don't have to go back all the way to the beginning of the pasuk. It's enough to go back to the place where you made a mistake. This little innocent line over here is very shnogelach lemais when it comes to Parsha Zohar. When you say when you lay in a Zohar and Zecher. So do you say the entire pasuk or do you just repeat the expression? So today it became the custom. It's a new thing that people say the entire pasuk of Moshe and Igris Moshe, and it's in Chelik Ches. So some don't want to really hold that. Don't not so makpid in what it says in Chelik Ches. He holds you shouldn't do that.
Why Chelik Ches? Because it's the last one.
No, he didn't write it. It's a question if he wrote it, where it came from, whatever.
Moshe, you shouldn't do that.
No, you should not say over the entire pasuk.
Why?
You just because it's a mistake. When the Baal Kor makes a mistake on Shabbos,
right.
Would you tell him to read the whole pasuk?
No.
You just tell him to repeat the word that he made a mistake. If you read the whole pasuk, you're giving legitimacy. It's like there are two psukim in the Torah. There's a pasuk like this, pasuk like this. You're giving it too much legitimacy. It's a mistake. It's not. There's not a zecher and a zecher. It's one or the other. We just don't know which one it is. We don't have a Messiah. We forgot, lost the Messiah. So you don't repeat the whole thing. You just go back to the word where you made a mistake. Today it became a minhag to say over the whole pasuk. There are shittas that hold you to say over the same pasuk. I think someone told me there. Right now it was very common of Salvation, of Yeshiver Salvation. So Mamash of Abrenta Chassid, he used to daven by him his whole life. And he made a whole scene with me. I was once laying there. He made a whole scene. He learned by him. He thinks everything Rav Yosher Ber did is this whole clown. So he told me, Rav Yosher was very makbid. So I told him, we don't do everything. We had a lot of different, the chidushim lahalacha. Okay, but that.
To say
Rav Yosher Ber salvation. That became the minhag in Yisrael today. About my all the Bnei Torah, they saw the entire pasuk. Okay, but over here it says Yachzor l'mokom shetoha. Just go back to the place where you made the mistake. You don't have to do more than that. Okay, let's go for a bite. My time with Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi? Now, Rabbi Yossi, now you have to go very careful, okay? It's very tricky. Well, you have to remember over here, in the Mishnah, we have Rabbi Yossi says, Hakari Yashma Velo Hishmi Lo Ozno Lo Yatsu. You must hear what you say. My time with Rabbi Yossi, Mishnah Velo says, Shema. The word Shema means, we had this number before, Nafid Gimel. Hashmi Li Oznecha. Ma shata moitzi, make sure your ears hear what shata moitzi mipicha, make sure your ears hear what comes out of your mouth. V'tanakama, Tanakama says yotza. Tanakama is very lean, you don't have to hear. Why? Sova shma b'choloshon shata shmeim, because that drasha is occupied. That word shma is used for a different drasha that you could say kriyash in any language you want. Oh, Rabbi Yosef, so how then does he know that drasha you can say shma in any language you want? So he says, Tarat shma, you know this is a sukkah in and of itself, and you can learn two things from one pasuk. That's a very big topic. How can you learn two things, when yes, one not? A very fine line. Okay, now we go into great detail. So hold on and keep cheshvan. Tanan, chasa. First halacha. The halacha is a cheresh. Hamadaber ben shmei. Cheresh means a person that's deaf. Stam cheresh and shas is a deaf mute, which means he can't hear and he can't speak. This cheresh can speak, but he can't hear what he says. He wants now to be mafresh truma. So of course, what's the big deal? Truma, you just separate truma. Before you mafresh truma, you have to make a bracha. Every single bracha, kemat, 99% of the brachas are all midrabanan. They're not midraisa. The bracha you make when you mafresh truma, baruch atah Hashem lakini melechol masheri kedushon b'mitzvah zvandu lahafresh es hatruma, is only midrabanan. It's not deraisa. And the cheresh, a person who's deaf, cannot hear himself make the bracha. So the question is, maybe he should not be mafresh truma. He should let someone who can hear make the bracha, because he cannot hear the bracha. Cheresh amadabav inoshmeh lo yitroim. He should not do so, because he can't hear the bracha. And the bracha is midrabanan. V'im toran. Let's say he did so. He did separate truma, and he did not hear the bracha. B'diavad, it's okay. Truma say truma. What?
How does he eat?
He has no choice. Because he has to eat, so he makes the bracha and he eats.
So,
but truma is someone else.
He eats, maybe he doesn't have
right.
To.
Someone else can mafish, right? No, that he has to do. He has no choice. What?
You don't have to shake lulav.
Yes, you do. You must. And this is the raisa. You must shake lulav. You must. Every person must shake lulav. You don't have a choice. It's not a choice. Shuma, someone else will mafish shuma on his behalf. He doesn't have to do the hafrasha. You go to the store. You don't have to. Someone will serve you food. There's no din that you must. There's a din on the food. It's not a din on you. Lulav is din on the gavra. A talus. You don't have a chuyif to put on a talus. The bigots, chuyif and talus, just don't wear a four corner garment. Okay, today we're very machmir. We bring the mitzvah upon ourselves. We put it on. But
who says the cameras can't hear cameras of these?
He can't. That's the mitzvahs. That's the mitzvahs. That's the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of yours. What? That's the question. The question of here is when you make a bracha, must you? That's the question. Okay, that's the question. When you make a bracha, must you hear? Must you hear yourself make the bracha? Let's see. So Chayu Shem Nabi Benu Shemayel Lo Yitroim Vlim Tarmi Truma Say Truma B'diyaved. It's good. Mantana. So now here, let's get very clear what it says. It is critical what it says here. It says that lechatchila yes. Mantan. So the point. So what does it say here? It says lechatchila. You should not do it, but b'diavet it's good. What does it say? It says over here that it's only good b'diavet. Man tana cheresh amadab v'inu shmel diavet in lechatchil lo amar av chista. So long comes the Gemara. The Gemara makes a major statement. Rabbi Yosi, this is Rabbi Yosi, because what does it say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yosi, the Tanna of the Mishnah. Kari Yeshma v'lo Yishmiel Yazno Yatsa. Now this is the Bryce. Now you have to get a little bit confused because the Mishnah only mentioned Rabbi Yosi. The Mishnah did not mention Rabbi Yitzchak. So here we have a Bryce, and the Bryce mentions first two opinions. You have to memorize the two opinions, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. So here we. It says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi Ditznan. It's a different Mishnah. Kari Yashma V'Lishma V'Yazno Yatsa. Who says this? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, is that our Mishnah? That's not a Mishnah. Kari Yashma V'Lishma. That's not a Mishnah. So because Rabbi Yehuda, that if you don't hear the Kriyashma, it's okay. Now Kriyashma is a din de'oraisa. Rabbi Yosi Omer Lo Yatsa. So Rabbi Yosi says, when it comes to Kriyashma, if you don't hear yourself say the words of Kriyashma, Lo Yatsa. So the Gemara is now telling us a tremendous chiddush. When does Rabbi Yosi say Lo Yatsa? That's only by Kriyashma, which is the Oraisa. But a Baracha on Truma is one notch lower. It's only a Din D'Rabbanan. We have a right to assume that in that case, Rabbi Yosi will hold Yatsa B'di'eved. So we have a shidduch. Over here we have a braisa by truma, and it says by truma, if you don't hear what you say, yotza bidiyeved, it's good. Who's going to be the tana? The tana is going to be Rabbi Yosi. Why is it going to be Rabbi Yosi? Because Rabbi Yosi says that when it comes to a din d'oraisa, lo yotza. Implication is by a din d'rabbanon, yotza bidiyeved. So we're going to match up Rabbi Yosi with the Rabbi Yosi of Kriyashma, with Rabbi Yosi of truma.
What is it?
Truma
is
the Nesil. Truma, no, the Baracha, that's exactly the point. We're talking about the Baracha of Truma. Because it's Namake, but since the proper way to be Mafresh Truma is to make a Baracha, if you're not able to make the Baracha, then don't do it. Let someone else do it. There's no Chiv Gavra on Truma. The Chiv on Truma is in the Heftza, is in the object, and the food should be separated. So if you can't do it, let someone else, let your neighbor do it. We're not saying it's Ma'ake. The Baracha is Namake. That's exactly. But it's a din derabanan. The bracha is a bracha derabanan. And over here it says that if you that lechatchila the chayresh should not do it, because if you'll do it, you'll have to make a bracha, and he can't hear the bracha, and it's not a good idea to make this bracha. But b'diavad, if he doesn't, he makes the bracha. Okay, it's okay. B'diavad, he can do it. Why? Who's the author? It must be. We're going like Rabbi Yosi. Why Rabbi Yosi? Because he also when it comes to a din deiraisa lo yatsa. Implication is derabanan is one notch lower. It's yatsa. So we have a match. Why? It's the oraisa. Aval truma mishum bracha. Who? It's only a bracha. You give the truma. When you give the truma, you make the bracha. And the bracha drabanan. And that's why it's going to be kosher afilu b'diavad. Now wait, why can't this be going like Rabbi Yehuda? Pasha, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that when it comes to kriyashma, which is d'oraisa, it's kosher afilu l'chatchila. So if it's good l'chatchila by kriyashma, so certainly it's going to be good l'chatchila by yedin d'rabbanan. So the only way we can match up this halacha, the question, what is the question? The case in question is truma. The b'raisa says truma is kosher b'diavad. Who is the Tana? It can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds it's l'chatchila when it comes to kriyashma. So the only match is Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi, when it comes to kriyashma, it's no good. Afilu b'diavad. That's their isa, but the rabbanan he would hold that it's going to be good. So the Gemara says, no, I'm not happy with this. When Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, that kriyashma, in this Mishnah we've quoted that kriyashma, this kriyashma, l'chatchila, you can say kriyashma even if you don't hear. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's only good b'di'eved by kriyashma. It's not a l'chatchila. And when it comes to the Rabbanan, the Gemara wants to suggest the same way it's only kosher by kriyashma b'di'eved, it's only kosher by the Rabbanan, also only b'di'eved. If that's the case, and what would Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi will hold lo yotza, the Amar Gabi, because he was a Dil Rabbi Yehudi, the Amar Gabi kriyashma nami di'eved in l'chatchila lo. And Rabbi Yehuda, when he says by kriyashma it's yotza, he never meant to say that it's yotza lichatchila by kriyashma. He only meant to say by kriyashma you yotze b'diavad. And the Gemara wants to say the same way by a derais it's only good b'diavad, by a derabban it's also only good b'diavad. But maybe when Rabbi Yossi says lo yotza, maybe when in the Mishnah when Rabbi Yossi says lo yotza by kriyashma, not just like you're not yotze by kriyashma filu b'diavad, you're not yotze by a drabanan afilu b'diavad. So in other words, we have a very big he says between Rabbi Yossi, between the two different versions of the Gemara, what will Rabbi Yehuda hold by a deraisa, and what will Rabbi Yossi by a deraisa and the rabban, and what will Rabbi Yossi hold by a deraisa and the rabban? According to the first version of the Gemara's approach, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's kosher afil lechatchil by deraisa and the rabban, and Rabbi Yossi holds that it's possible that's loy kosher afilu b'diavad by deraisa, but the rabban will be good b'diavad. According to the second version, Rabbi Yossi, the second opinion holds that it's not good b'diavad, not by deraisa, and not even by the rabbanan. Zero. It's Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that it's going to be kosher b'diavad by both deraisa and the rabbanan. Take our proof to you that the second approach is a better approach. Why? Diktani, it says in the Mishnah, Kori is an expression d'eved, one who did so. It doesn't say yikra. Yikra means futures lechatchila. Hakore d'eved lechatchila lo, and only when it's b'di'eved, when it was already was done, that's when Rabbi Yehuda says kosher. And there Rabbi Yossi says that it's going to be afilu b'di'eved, it's not kosher. And the Mela will come out now that the Tana of this halach of Truma will be Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says no, it's not a right. You might be right. I'm not coming to deny the possibility that the Mishnah, the case of Truma, will be going like a Rabbi, like a Yossi. But don't bring me a raya from the fact that it says the word Hakari b'diavad, because really can very well be that Yehuda holds that it's kosher afilu l'chatchila. And the only reason why it said it in the past tense, Hakari in the b'diavad sense, after the fact, was to bring out the point of Rabbi Yossi. Amri, no. That when it comes to a deiraisa, because the Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'll tell you, you are going to be yotza. Okay, so therefore we have no raya. So basically, Gemara basically has two approaches. We have two approaches to say who is going to be the author. The case at hand is Truma. It's kosher b'di'evet, l'chatchila no. We have two different approaches. The Gemara seems to prefer the first approach, that the Tan is going to be Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said it's going to be kosh by kriyashma lo yatz afilu b'diavad, but by drabbanon and it's mistaver, it's one notch low, will be kosh b'diavad. So b'mayo kimdu, what's the bottom line? The Gemara says Rabbi Yossi, we learn like Rabbi Yossi. Really, v'elo ha'ditanya, but how are you going to explain what we learned in the brayso? Now we have a new case. Now we're bringing in a third case, because so far all we had so far in the mission, discusses kriyashma, which is deraisa, and then we discuss the case of chuma, which is the rabbanon, the bracha on chuma. Now we're introducing a third case of birchas hamazon, and birchas hamazon is the oraisa. So how is birchas hamazon going to fit into the equation? Okay. So the Rabbi Yosi, the Eloh of the time, the Brisa, Rabbi Yolo Yivarich, birchas hamazon, the Liba, you're not letting bench be within your heart, meaning you would be whispering. You have to hear it. The imberach, and if you bench by heart, yotza. If you bench, I'm sorry, if you bench silently, yotza. So it's yotza bidi eved. Now we are in a lot of trouble now, because here we're dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa, and it says yotza bidi eved. Let's, before we look at the Gemara, who does this go like according to the first approach? Rabbi Yossi, it's the only time it's kosher according to Rabbi Yossi, bidi eved is only by adin d'rabbanon, by adin d'oraisa. Rabbi Yossi says lo yotza. And we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, by kriyashma, it's yotza afilu lechatchila by adin d'oraisa. So if we're going to take the first approach, we're going to make a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi by adin d'oraisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds lechatchila, and Rabbi Yossi holds afilu b'di eved, it's no good. And now the only time will be nafkamina when it comes to the only time Rabbi Yossi will admit was by adin d'rabbanon. We are in a lot of trouble because we don't have an author for the braisa that discusses birchas hamazon, which is adin d'oraisa, and it's only kosher b'di eved. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's lechatchila kosher. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's possible afilu b'di eved. So many. Lo Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar lechatchila nami yotza. Rabbi Yosef, the Yevan nami lo. So the Gemara is okay. You got me. So let's go to your approach. How do you want to learn? You wanted to learn the machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda is going across the board, by deraisa. Everyone agrees that by deraisa lechatchila it's no good. That's the other approach. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees lechatchila no. Who's the author of the case of Truma? It's going like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that by kriyashma. He holds by kriyashma, it's going to be kosh only bidiyavet. It's only going to be kosher b'di'evet by kriyashma, and just like it's only kosher by kriyashma b'di'evet, it's also only going to be kosher b'di'evet by truma. Elamai Rabbi Yehuda u'di'evet in lechatchila lo. Only b'di'evet lechatchila lo. Elohad the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda b'ridin. Now if that's going to be the case, got another problem. If you're going to learn that we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's only going to be by a deraisa, so if you don't hear what you say, it's going to be kosher, but you have now, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not going to be kosher at all. How are we going to deal with the following? We have a new case. We have the case of Cheresh Hamedaber Ve'ena Shomea Toireim Lichatchila. We're now in a lot of trouble. We now have introduced case number 4. A new braisa, and this braisa is an amoira, and says over, it has to be the name of an atana. We don't know who the atana is. That by truma, you can. It's kosher. Afilu b'di'evet. Fourth case.
Because he made the bracha.
You made the bracha, even though you didn't hear it.
He made it out loud. You can say it.
Even though you didn't hear it.
Right.
But wait a minute. This is now the fourth case. Fourth braisa. What? Our mission discussed kriyashma. We discuss birchas hamazon. Then we have two braisos that discuss truma. One says it's only good b'di'evet, and one says that it's good lechatchila. Now that you're telling me that the author of the braiso that says truma is only good b'di'evet is Rabbi Yehuda, there is no tana in the world that says a bracha that you don't hear is good lechatchila. So who's going to be the author of this fourth braiso? Bishlam. Until now, we wanted to say that the Ovet says that Shum is only kosher b'diyeved. It's going like Rabbi Yossi. Then you'll find me a brice that says that Shum is good afilu b'lchatchila. That's going like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, when according to that approach, holds when even comes din dori rice, it's good l'chatchila. But now that you're downgrading everything one madrega, and even the most generous, the most lenient, the most liberal of all of the Tanaim is going to be Rabbi Yehuda, and he only holds that's going to be kosher b'diyeved by dori rice and b'drabanan. And now you find the halacha that says that it's kosher afilu l'chatchila. It's like no one v'yelo. So in a lot of trouble. So basically, we have to keep in mind, it's common, basically keep in mind, we have so far in the process discussed this, laid out four different halachas. Two deraisa and two derabanan. Deraisa, birchas hamazon, and kriyashma. And then we have the two drabon of truma, which means the bracha, and one says that it's kosher lechatchila, one says that it's only kosher b'diavad. And we've got to figure out, all revolves back to understand the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi with regard to kriyashma, how they learn to figure out how everyone falls into place. So the Gemara says, guess what? El yoylem Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you a foul. Really, we're going to say we're going like Rabbi Yehuda. V'afu lechatchila nami. And you know what? I'll tell you, even lechatchila, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that you can make a bracha afilu lechatchila. You don't have to hear what you say. Oh, if that's the case, but then how are we going to find a situation where it's going to be kosher afilu lechatchila nami by deraisa? And if it's kosher by deraisa, it's surely kosher by derabanan. Now the question is, where are we going to find a case by a deraisa that is kosher b'diavet? Birchas hamazon was the kasha. Because now, what does it say by birchas hamazon? That it's kosher b'diavet, not lechatchila. If you go into the Rabbi Yossi, that it's kosher lechatchila, you don't have a tana. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's kosher lechatchila. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's pasul afilu b'diavet by a deraisa. So we're stuck now. If you want to upgrade Rabbi Yehuda to the max, you don't have anyone in between. That was the whole difficulty. There's no one in between that says by a deiraisa it's kosher b'diavad. And the problem is we have birchas hamazon, and by birchas hamazon it says that it's only good b'diavad. Lo yivarech adam birchas hamazon b'libo yimim yachyatza. That's going to be the big question now. We're going in circles. No matter what we do, we're in trouble. However we go, we're going to have a gap. Right now, at this point in time, we want to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to hear, your ears do not afilu lechatchila, it's good. And kriyashma, you don't have to hear what you say. And birchas hamazon, you don't have to hear what you say. And by dinim derabanan, certainly you don't have to hear what you say. And this that it says that it's going to be kosher b'diavad by a derabanan, that'll be going like Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yossi holds that when it comes to a deraisa, if you don't hear what you say, it's pasul afilu b'diavad. So there's no one in between. By a deraisa, there's no one in between. But what do you mean? There's a braisa that says that birchas hamazon is only good b'diavad, not good lechatchila. We don't have anyone to fill that gap. So the Gemara says that a kliyot Rabbi Yehuda afilu lechatchila v'afilu nami v'avilu kasha. We now introduce a new opinion. Hadidei hadarabe. There's a new opinion. There's Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda has a Rebbe, a new opinion that says that it's only kosher b'diavad. Ditznan. Rabbi Yehuda ben Mishum, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The name of his Rebbe was ben Azariah. Hakar yeshma v'tzorech lechatchila sheyishma liyaz. No? You have to yeshnemar. Shema. That's his Rebbe. His Rebbe says afila tzorech means lechatchila. Tzorech lechatchila, but b'diavad it's good. Tzorech sheyishma leoznoyim. Afila tell look at the Rashi. Afila tell Rabbi Yehuda. In I'm sorry, so that's a skip the Rashi, I'm sorry. Ella Rabbi Yehuda l'chatchilo kamar. V'chol Rabbi Yehuda b'edem Rishon ben Pazi Rabbi Yehuda hi. U'chum Rabbi Yosef hi. U'modu hu d'bruchas Rabban Yehuda Mishav lo. V'chol d'bruchas Hamazon Rabbi Yehuda hi. M'shmei d'rabbi. Birchas Hamazon is going to be the name of his Rebbe. It's only l'chatchilo. Dem etzach shish v'alazon v'alkoch v'chol d'tzorich. Every time it says in Shas word tzorich, l'chatchilo mashma. Hadiyevet shaper dami. Rabbi Yehuda ben Mishav lozman back to the Gemara. The second and last line of the Gemara before it gets wide. Rabbi Yehuda ben Mishav lozman azari. Akorish shma v'tzorich shish v'alazon shnemar. Shma yishloshem v'kino shem echad. Excuse me. It means the chatchila. So let's recap before we go to the next step, and then we're finished. So what do we have here? We have some fun, thank you very much. So what do we have? We have here now a new opinion. We have Rabbi Yehuda at this point. We want to say holds afilu lechatchila. It's mutter. You don't have to hear. Rabbi Yossi holds by adin d'oraisa. It's posel afilu b'di'evet. Only time it will be good was by a din derabbanan. Where's all the case that it says that it's going to be good b'diyah, that is going like Rabbi Yossi, by derabbanan. Where it says that it's good l'chatchila by deraisa, so that's Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, what about Birchas Hamazon? Birchas Hamazon, it says only good b'diyah, but it's not good l'chatchila. That's going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. A new opinion. A new opinion has been introduced into the equation. It holds l'chatchila, not l'chatchila. No, b'diyah, but it's okay. Now, in this brisa, there happens to be another person whose name is Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said back to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, "Harei hu oimer. What are you talking about? Why is it only lechatchila? Harei hu oimer. It says in Pashanochim mitzav chayom al levavecha. No, you don't even need it to be done lechatchila. You don't need to hear it. It says in the pasuk al levavecha." Achrei kavanas halev hein hadvarim. He holds no. It says in the pasuk that you don't need it to be done. You don't need lechatchila for it to be done. It's good. It's good lechatchila. It's good. It's good not to hear it because it says levavecha hein hadvarim. Oh, so that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara is fascinated with it because wow, look at that. We have now a new opinion of Rabbi Meir. Now that you have introduced, incidentally, Rabbi Meir, you know what you can say? You know what you can say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rebbe? You can say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rebbe that only have to say a deraisa lechatchila, but b'di'eved, if you don't hear what you say, it's good. And v'loy kashya. And as far as who then is going to be the man, the Omer that says by, and mil birchas hamazon, we could say is going like, birchas hamazon is going like, but we have to see the Rashi, for like kasha hor rabbi meir and hor rabbi Yehuda. Let's see the Rashi, it's a little bit confusing this last step. And then we're finished. Then we go to another, a little bit of repetition. Look at the Rashi. Dibur hamaskil, afilu tema rabbi Yehuda. Now that we have introduced, there is a new person, new player in this whole equation, Rabbi Meir, that says that you don't have to hear what you say. Kavan is good enough. Diyama b'kriyashma nami yotza b'diyeved in l'chatchila lo. So we can say even Rabbi Yehuda that's like Kriyashma. We can say Rabbi Yehuda holds himself like his Rebbe that the yotza d'yevin l'chatchila lo. Everything will go like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda across the board is going to be the one that says you like his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, you don't have to hear what you say lechatchila. It's good b'diyeved if you don't hear what you say. What was the original question? The original question was Udekash lach Rabbi Yehuda b'rei Rabbi Shimon Pazi. That he was the one that said originally when it comes to Truma. By Truma it says there that it's good b'di'eved to the l'chatchila a cheresh can make a bracha without hearing. Hamani Rabbi Meir he the machsher l'chatchila. That's going like I mean, because we have let's take a step back. What's the problem with our original approach? Our original approach was to say, or one of the steps in the approach was to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, by a deraisa, it's kosher b'diavad, it's good b'diavad. Let me see what was it. Let me just find the passage. It says, you should do it, but b'di'eved, it's good even if you don't hear what you say. If Rabbi Yehuda will follow his Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that means that it's always going to, every time it says that it's good b'di'eved, will be going like Rabbi Yehuda himself. The problem though is there was one memra that says that it was Rabbi Shimon Pazi. Let me find the exact words of Rabbi Shimon Pazi. Eloho de Tanya. How many lines down is it?
It's the second wide line.
1-2. Who says that? That was a very difficult question. If we're going to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not lechatchila, it's only b'di'eved, it's not lechatchila. That was a very big problem in our equation. But now that we've discovered a new player in this equation, Rabbi Meir, who holds that afilu lechatchila, you don't have to hear what you say. So we can attribute this statement to Rabbi Meir, and Mamela, we can keep Rabbi Yehuda a step lower down, a step, he will hold that it's only lechatchila, but it's not, it's kosher b'di'eved, and every time that it says that it's good b'di'eved, but it's not required lechatchila, that will be going like Rabbi Yehuda, and everything will follow like Rabbi Yehuda. And this, that it says Shimon Pazi, that it's kosher afil lechatchila, that will now be going like Rabbi Meir, that says, okay, let's go further, because even this little comment, the Gemara is going to basically review everything that we said again, so if you get a little confusing, do not worry, we're going to see it all again one more time. Here we go, it's not awesome. Very quickly, the same exact idea. But in this idea, we're now going to introduce halacha number 5. It's very confusing Gemara. What's halacha number 5? Mikra Megillah. If you lay in the Megillah and you don't hear what you said, just keep a track of how many things that we had. We had Kriya Shema, Birchas Hamazon. We had two cases of Truma, one that says that it's good lechatchila, one that said it's only good b'diavad. And now we have a case of Mikra Megillah. And what does it say about Mikra Megillah? Tanazim, Akol, Kishem Legosu Megillah, Chutz, Mecheresh, Shaita, Vekata, and Rabbi Yudah Machsh, Rabbi the Machshu Bekata. Now the Gemara's man Tana, who's the one that says that a Cheresh Diavad, that says that it's that Diavad Nami Lo, Afilu B'Diavad a Cheresh can't lay in the Megillah, he can't hear. Amar Master Rabbi Yosi, oh, the time of the Mishnah, Cheresh Megillah Lo Yishmael Yishmael Yosu, Lo Yatsa, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Lo Yatsa. Rabbi Yosi says Lo Yatsa. Nimai Rabbi Yosi, he B'Diavad Nami Lo. Dilma, maybe you were going like Rabbi Yehuda, but Dilma Rabbi Yehudi, who'd look at Kilo Hudu Lo, you had the Yavad Shapidam, you only could have B'Diavad, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be good b'diavad shapir dam. It's going to be good. Gemara says lo sakadaitach. The Tani it says can't go tell me that. Can't go tell me that when it says in the Braisa that it's no good. It's only no good lechatchila. So it says no good. Does that mean lechatchila b'diavad? Because it says here we compare a cherish to a katan. This the lo sakadaitach. The Tani cherish the shorter of katan. Mashu the katan b'diavad nami lo yaf cherish b'diavad nami lo. The Gemara b'dilma the Gemara it's not a kasha. Dilma ha'kidis ha'kidis. When it comes to a katan, it means afilu b'diavad nami lo. When it comes to a cherish, should only mean means lechatchila. No, but the evidence, yes. The Gemara says no. Fine. So that's it. The Gemara is saying maybe it could very well be that we're going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says really, we must look like Rabbi Yehuda. How can you say the Gemara Yehuda says it's going to be kosher by the evidence? The Gemara says the end of the bride says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Since the end says the katan is good, mechlal the reish lav kol lav Rabbi Yehudi. No, but then we'll kula Rabbi Yehudi. It's one long Rabbi Yehuda. V'trei gav nekatan. It's one, Rabbi Yehuda is the town of the entire Mishnah, the entire Braisa. And it's one long say, V'chasur Mech, we're missing words. Yachik Tani. Hakal Kshem Mekasa Megillah Chutz Mecheresh Shaita V'Katan. Bamed V'Rem Amurim V'Katan Shalai Gil Chinuch. There are two types of Ketanim, under 9 years old. Avul Katan Shalai Gil Chinuch, Avul Chatila Kosher, Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekatan. So we can interpret the Brayis, the entire Brayis is following Rabbi Yehuda. And the result will then be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's that Al Chatila no, B'diavad yes. So now the Gemara says, I don't like this answer, and here's where we review all the different approaches. Vayu Kimtu Rabbi Yehuda, U'diavad in Lechatila lo. And the Mela, when it says in the Mishnah Kriyashma, when it says in the Mishnah that Kriyashma, Rabbi Yehuda holds Lechatila, means only Lechatila. It means B'diavad in the Mishnah, when Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to hear what you say, only means lechatchila. He doesn't mean afilu b'diavad. It doesn't mean it's ma'akev. Elo hod tam Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yishu ben Pazi. Oh, now we come back to Yishu ben Pazi. Same exact kasha. Chere shamedaber ve'enu shomea term lechatchila. But what are you talking about now? According to this approach, how are you going to fit this person into Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? Once we slide them down one notch, now no one's going to feel like Rabbi Shimon Pazi. Mani, loy Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yehuda, diyaved in lechatchila lo. Not lechatchila, only b'diyaved. If you don't hear what you say, it's going to be good. But now lechatchila, I Rabbi Yossi, diyaved nami lo. So elo mai. So the Morris, okay, so what do you want to tell me? You want to go tell me, my Rabbi Yehuda, you want to go to Rabbi Yehuda and the holds it's going to be kosher. You want to hear what you say it's going to be kosher. It means lechatchila nami elo hadatanya. But how is it if you're going to say that? Now you're in a lot of trouble. Hadatanya birchas hamazon. Going back in the same exact part of the equation. Lo yivari chadam birchas hamazon. Bili bavi birchim yatsa b'diyaved. But what do you mean? But he holds afil lechatchila according to your approach. Mani lo Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda hamafil lechatchila nami. Rabbi Yehuda hamafil b'diyaved nami lo. So man of shach, wherever you go, you're getting yourself stuck because you have to deal with birchas hamazon, which only be the Yeved, and you have the old Truma, Brice of Truma, that says, the name of Truma, that it's kosher, afil lichatchila. So how are you going to fit in these two cases when you slide the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in both ways? The Gemara says, li'olam Rabbi Yehuda, we have the two Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi himself and his Rabbi. We're going to introduce a new person, his Rabbi. His Rabbi holds that it's kosher, be the Yeved. Li'olam Rabbi Yehuda, afil lichatchila nani. We're going like Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds afil lechatchila nami, it's going to be good, and he's going to be the author of the case of Truma, and v'lo yikasha hadi dehadi rabbi, like we said before, who's the rabbi that says it's going to be kosher, that lechatchila, only lechatchila, but it's not ma'akev? Tanya Amar, Rabbi Yehuda b'shem avilaz ben azayah, kariyash shema tzarech lechatchila, but b'diyav, it's going to be good, sheyishma liyazna, shenema shema yishol, shema yishol. Amalo, now we mention Ramir incidentally, Amalo Rameir, Haroyom, it says in the Pasuk, Asher anochi mitzav chayom al levavecha. Ah, oh, now look at that. We have now a new opinion. We have an opinion that says afil lechatchila. Rabbi Meir holds afil lechatchila. So now what we can do is we can reverse everything. We can suggest that Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rabbi that afilu b'diavad it must be said. It must be said. And the one that will say or shimon positive, and the one that says that's only lechatchila, not b'diavad, will be going like Rabbi Meir. Hashda de osis lahachi afilu tem. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuley, Rabbi Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, everything will go like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that afilu b'diavad, it must be said, you must hear what you say, and this that we learned, that afilu chatchila, you don't have to hear what you say, that will be going like Rabbi Meir. That concludes the Gemara. To sum the Gemara, just remember, basically you say this, there are five cases, at least take that out of the Gemara, five, Kriyashma, you have an issue of Kriyashma, you have an issue of Birchas HaMoz, you have an issue of Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is Midrabanan. The first two cases are deraisa. Kriyashma Birchas HaMoz is deraisa. The case of Mikra Megillah is Midrabanan. And the case of Truma. The case of Truma is Drabban, and we have two versions of Drabban. And now we have, and how many people do we have Lamaskan? How many different opinions are the Lamaskan that have to be mapped out to the five cases? Four opinions. We have Rabbi Yehuda, we have Rabbi Yossi, we have Elizabeth Nazariah, and we have Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir and Elizabeth Nazariah are fixed. There's no room for doubt. No, we'll go upstairs. There's no room for doubt. There's no room for doubt in Elizabeth Nazariah, but the only place the slide that we can go up and down and play around is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Okay, the Gemara now is much easier. Amar b'chisam b'shila halacha Rabbi Yehuda, we follow Rabbi Yehuda that says that you must hear what you say. Shnema b'shim Elizabeth Nazariah that says Nimer Elizabeth Nazariah that says that you must hear what you say. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda, Misham, 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 Zayah, Behalach, Rabbi Yehuda, Behalach, Zayah, Rabbi Yehuda. So it says twice. Why do you have to say Halach is like him, and name is Rabbi, and then Halach is more? We have to have both statements. The E, Ashmin, Halach, Rabbi Yehuda, only Rabbi Yehuda, Hav Amino, Afil, Lechatchilo, will be misled to think that Afil, Lechatchilo, and we're sorry, he was in them, but you don't have, Afil, Lechatchilo. Kamash, Mulan, Halach, Rabbi Yehuda, Misham, 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 Zayah, that, the Yevil, it's okay. The Ashmin Halach Rabbi Yehuda Shem Mishalma Mishalma Mishim Rabbi Lizmin Azariah. How I mean it's Sarich that it's Ma'akev. The Ein Loi Ta'akonu Kamashmon Loch Rabbi Yehuda that only Lechatchilo it's not Ma'akev Afilu Bidiv. So you have to have both to balance out the Halacha. That Lechatchilo you should hear what you say in Kriyashma, but Bidiyavid. If you don't hear what you say, it's going to be kosher Bidiyavid. I'm Rabbi Yosef Ben Lachlozim Kriyashma. This whole issue is only when it comes to Kriyashma. Al Vashon Mitzvah is Divriyakol Lo Yotza Machne. Pum Faker with everything we've said in the Gemara until now. All of the mitzvahs were machmir, you must hear what you say. In the words, what are you talking about? The Sivit says, haskes. Haskes means listen closely, hearken. Haskes. That's a much higher degree of listening. Ushma Yisrael. So when it comes to other mitzvahs, then, and this is more intended to be a general reference to other mitzvahs, they say, really, it's not so. Should I birchas hamazoin? You don't, you yatsa bidiyad, if you don't hear what you say, and birchas hamazoin is another mitzvah besides kriyashma, and they say, lo yivachadam birchas hamazoin. So you see that's not so. The more you see, you're right. We made a mistake. It's pumpakar. Elit Mahit na. Arabiasi, Machlakis Bukhashman Dr. Shma Yishol, Abu Shah Mitzvah's Divakal Yotza, we will make all by other mitzvahs there I saw. Of Yotun says Haskas Shma Yisrael, that's by Divay Torah Machne. By Divay Torah, you have to understand the Torah. But when it comes to Birchas Hamazon or Bikurim or Saita, all those things. No, no, not for bracha purposes, but for mitzvah of of limud Torah, for learning Torah, you have to
on the davening up a dam is not good enough.
Correct. By both halachas, and if you don't hear what you say, and if you're not medactic, b'diyevid yatsa. There are three things that are never satisfied. Number one is show the grave. The grave always wants more dead. People are always dying. The graves are never satisfied. The cemeteries always want more business. The oitzarechem, show means a grave. The people always die. The oitzarechem, a woman is never satisfied with tashmish. The chima, and then it goes on to the other things in the pasuk. The earth wants rain, it always will absorb water. The Gemara makes a judgment. The Chimayinian Sha'ol, a grave, aids the Rechem to a woman. Just like a woman becomes pregnant and she produces a child, I've shown the grave, machnis, it takes in the dead.
So the shalach she makes is a pasuk?
No, it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Yeah, the pasuk in Mishlei explicitly says there are a whole list of things, but the first two in the order are the grave and a woman's rechen.
Okay.
So the Gemara makes a drasha. Just like the grave, the woman takes in zera and she produces a child, so to the grave accepts a body and will send out the body by the time of Tchias HaMeisim. Af shol machnis moitzi. V'aloi d'yom kal v'chomer. Ma rechem shemachnis moitzi b'chashay l'mudu rechem. It come quietly. When a woman has tashmish, it's done quietly. Moitzi mimen b'kolikos. The baby that comes out of the womb comes out crying, noise. Sha'ol, when a person is buried, people cry when a person is buried. Sha'olizim b'kolikolos, ein adin sh'moitzi mimen b'kolikolos. Mikan tshuva here is a raya, lo'oy mish'ein tchis ha'meis b'na Torah. Tera rosha kamad yor, b'rav v'chsavtem, it's tzul v'chsavtem, ha'kol b'chsav, afilu tzavos. When you write the parasha of tefillin and mezuzah, you must write not just, you must write the commandment. Uchasavtam, you shall write al mezuzos speisecha, the commandment, not just what it says. The rest of the parasha. Maybe you don't have to write the tzilik. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimar. You don't have to say Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimar. All you have to say is the essence. When the Torah told you to write the parasha mezuzah, just write the essence, a summary. A summary of what it says in the mezuzah, but not the essence, not the actual commandment. Who says this? Rabbi Yehuda Diyamar Gabi Soito Olos Kaisav Tzavos. Because when it comes to Soito, what does he say? You write the Olos. We're not going to be late from Mars, so we'll stop over here. I don't want to be late from Mars.